from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. It was super windy last night, so much so that more than 50-mile-per-hour winds helped knock out power to nearly 11,000 JCP&L customers, mostly in Morris, Sussex, and Warren counties. ABC 7 Eyewitness News also reporting a tree fell into an apartment building in Ridgefield, causing some residents to be evacuated. President Trump voicing his disapproval of the election results in New Jersey. Speaking with Fox News, Trump said while all three states were pretty Democratic, he thought New Jersey would do better. The massive turnout in New Jersey's governor's race is flipping five counties back to blue. Mikey Sherrill's victory helped put Passaic, Morris, Gloucester, Atlantic, and Cumberland counties back in the win for Democrats. All five voted for President Trump in 2024. After a summer of skyrocketing energy costs, Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill says she will freeze electric rates on day one. Republican Senator Latham Tyver says it's not good enough.
I don't think freezing your rates at an all-time high is a good idea. I think we need to find better ways to produce electricity to help with the supply and demand to bring those energy costs down.
Tyver and Senator Joe Panaccio have introduced a bill to suspend sales tax and the societal benefits charge for all of 2026. According to the bill, that could save households between $350 and $500 on its electric and gas bills. There appears to be a Russian link to many of the bomb threat hoaxes across New Jersey that targeted polling places during Tuesday's elections. Police say threats reported at three polling places in Passaic County were linked to Russian email addresses. The FBI says many of the threats that went to seven different counties appear to come from Russian email domains. A North Brunswick juvenile, meantime, was arrested for texting a threat to an elementary school where voting was underway. The widow of conservative activist Charlie Kirk is fighting to have cameras in the courtroom for the trial of her husband's alleged assassin. Erica Kirk tells Fox News' Jesse Waters during her first TV interview since her husband's death that there were cameras all over her husband when he was murdered. So now there should be cameras in court.
We deserve to have cameras in there. Why not be transparent? There's nothing to hide. I know there's not because I've seen what the case is built on.
She adds she wants people to see what true evil is. The Utah judge in the case has placed restrictions on camera coverage of the preliminary court proceedings for accused killer Tyler Robinson, but has not banned cameras entirely. The 22-year-old accused of murdering Kirk during a Turning Point rally at Utah Valley University on September 10th. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:08 now. New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler for us today. Highs will be in the middle 50s. A partly cloudy and chilly night. Lows from near 30 into the lower 30s. Then breezy with more clouds and sun to round out the week on our Friday. Milder with highs near 60 degrees. And even milder still on Saturday as we make our way into the weekend. A nice day with periods of clouds and sun. Highs will be in the mid-60s on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Right now, Jersey City, 48 degrees. It's 48 in Woodbridge. Pemberton, also 48. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.